商业英语教程
English for Business。
第22课，投诉与危机的处理。
Lesson 22, Complaints and Crises。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听由澳大利亚澳洲广播电台及维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心 AIMS 联合为您制作的商业英语教程节目，我是马建元。在上一课中，我们学习了如何投诉及向他人报告坏消息。在这一课里，我们还将继续学习投诉与危机的处理这段对话的其他内容，其中包括如何向他人解释问题的所在和提出解决的办法。另外，我们还要学习一些表达同意或否定他人建议的短语。在开始学习新的对话内容之前，先让我们一起来复习一下第21课的内容，请注意听录音。
Yes?
Harvey, Leanne Lee is on the line for you.
Thanks, Kate. Put her through. Hello, Leanne.
Harvey, I'm afraid I have some bad news.
What is it, Leanne?
It's Locke. He doesn't want the deal to go ahead.
Why not?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's the packaging.The Hale and Hearty colors are not auspicious in our culture.
Oh, I see. But these packets are going to be distributed here. You can keep your own packaging for your market.
I'm fine with it, Harvey. It's Locke. He's so superstitious. He hasn't been able to sleep worrying about it. And if Locke can't sleep, then something is really wrong.He slept through a hurricane once.
First of all, thank you for calling, Lin. I appreciate your concern. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. Can I get back to you?
Sure, but we leave on Sunday.
Okay, I'll call you as soon as I can.
好，以上就是我们在第21课中学习过的内容。在第22课里，哈维和维多利亚向他们的老板道格拉斯报告了银色天堂公司提出的一些意想不到的问题，请听录音。
Harvey, Victoria, you look worried.
哈维，维多利亚，你们两个看起来有些焦虑不安呢。
Yes, Douglas, Silverhaven has just thrown a spanner in the works.
是啊，道格拉斯，银色天堂公司刚刚给我们出了个难题。
But we're on the verge of closing.
可是我们双方不是已经快接近达成协议了吗？
Apparently, Locke has a problem with the Hale and Hearty colors. They're unlucky.
但是现在洛克对哈尔吉哈蒂公司使用的颜色不满意，认为他们不吉利。
So that was what that call was about.Leanne phoned me about the colors of our packaging.
啊，这就是他们打那个电话的原因呢。利安也曾经打电话给我，谈到我们公司包装用的颜色。
I assured her we would never change the colors because they are recognized nationally.
我明确告诉她，我们绝对不会改变那些颜色，因为那是国内众所周知代表我们公司的颜色。
哦，
是这样啊。
Yes, oh.
对，是这样。
Well, we need to shift into damage control pretty quickly. They're leaving on Sunday.
那么我们需要即刻处理这个问题了。他们定于星期天离开。
Can I suggest something?
我能提个建议吗？
在刚才的这段对话中，哈维使用了英语中的一个成语，那就是 to throw a spanner in the works， 意思是出难题。至于难题的内容是什么，维多利亚随后做了这样的注释。
Apparently, Locke has a problem with the hale and hearty colors. They're unlucky.
洛克不喜欢哈尔吉哈迪公司使用的颜色，认为他们不吉利。
向别人报告坏消息不是件愉快的事，但这总需要有人去做，所以我们还是应该学习一些这方面的技巧，以备不时之需。请听下列的例句。
We've just heard that our shipment's gone missing.
我们刚刚得知我们的一批货物丢失了。
They rang to say delivery has been held up at the dock.
他们打电话来说，那批货在码头上被耽搁住了。
好，现在请跟着老师一起来练习这些句型。
Apparently, there's a problem with the delivery.We've just heard that our shipment's gone missing. They rang to say delivery has been held up at the dock.
Well, we need to shift into damage control pretty quickly. They're leaving on Sunday.
那么我们需要即刻处理这个问题了。他们定于星期天离开。
哈维在句子中使用了一个英语里常用的表示方法，那就是 damage control。这个短语也可以说成 damage management， 直译成中文的意思就是控制损失或减少损失的意思。各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您编播制作的商业英语教程节目。我们现在学习的是第22课，投诉与危机的处理。
Lesson 22, Complaints and Crises.
在接到莉安的电话之后，哈维与维多利亚立即加班研究对策，并且于星期六的早晨在莉安下榻饭店的大堂与洛克和莉安见了面。
Harvey，
哈维，你好。
Hello there，
你好吗？
Thanks for letting us come to see you today.
很感谢您今天和我们见面。
We have something to run past you. I'll let Victoria fill you in.
我们有些事情想要向您转告。我现在就请维多利亚来向您说明吧。
Okay. Here are some packaging ideas we've come up with.
好的，这是我们设想的一些有关包装议题的建议。
They're a bit rushed, but they give you the general idea.
整个东西做得有些仓促，但是他们大致可以供您参考。
We intend to develop a whole new branch of Hale and Hearty, a specialty brand. Hale and Hearty presents.
我们准备开发哈尔吉哈迪公司的一个全新品牌，一个由我们公司特别推出的品牌。
Douglas has given it the go-ahead. We can use your original, distinctive packaging.
道格拉斯已经批准了这一计划，我们可以使用你们原有的独特包装。
Our label and logo are in the bottom corner. Do you see? But the packet and our heading are in your original colors.
我们的商标及公司的标志在包装的下角，您看到了吗？但是整个包装及我们的名称都使用你们原来的颜色。
Hill and Hearty presents.Silver Heaven Tea.
Well,
what do you think?
这您觉得怎么样？
Well, I like it.
我喜欢这个。
Well done.
做得真不错。
That's fantastic.
这可太好了。
在以上的这部分对话中，维多利亚和哈维尽力说服洛克和利安接受公司的有关提议。他们两人分别使用了下列句型。
We have something to run past you.
我们有些事情想要向您转告。
Okay. Here are some packaging ideas we've come up with.
好的，这是我们设想的一些有关包装议题的建议。
在向他人提出自己的建议或者计划时，我们还可以这样说。
We think we have the answer to your problem.
我们认为有解决您这个问题的答案。
How does this sound?
这项建议怎么样？
We think we've found the solution.
我们觉得找到了解决的方案。
How's this for an idea?
这个主意怎么样？
现在请跟着老师一起来练习下列句子。
We have something to run past you. Here are some ideas we've come up with. We think we have the answer to your problem. How does this sound?We think we've found the solution. How's this for an idea?
在主人方面提出了折中的方案之后，洛克夫妇也欣然接受，危机终于得到了一个皆大欢喜的结局。
Well, I like it.
我喜欢这个。
Well done.
做得真不错。
That's fantastic.
这可太好了。
好，现在就让我们一起来学习一些表示接受或者拒绝的句子。
Good idea.
好主意。
Yes, I think we can run with that.
是的，我想我们可以照此办理。
Yes, that sounds good.
是的，那听起来很不错。
在向对方表示不同意或者不接受时，我们可以这样说。
That's not exactly what we had in mind.
这和我们想象的不完全一致。
I can't see it working in this context.
我认为在这种情况下，他们不会有效。
We might need to rethink this.
我们可能需要重新考虑这个问题。
好，现在让我们一起来练习这些句子。
Good idea.
Yes, I think we can run with that.
Yes, that sounds good.
在表示反对或者拒绝接受的意思时，我们说
That's not exactly what we had in mind.
I can't see it working in this context.
We might need to rethink this.
好，现在让我来总结一下我们在这一课中学过的几类主要句子。我们学习了说明某种状况的句子，它们是
Apparently, there's a problem with the delivery.
We've just heard that our shipment's gone missing.
They rang to say delivery has been held up at the dock. We have something to run past you.
Here are some ideas we've come up with.
We think we have the answer to your problem.
How does this sound?
以上就是我们在第22课中学过的主要句型。课程进行到这里，我们也该到了下课的时间了。不过下课之前，让我们再跟着老师一起来练习一遍下列句型。
How does this? How does this? How does this sound? It's not exactly, not exactly what we had in mind. How does this sound? It's not exactly what we had in mind.
各位听众朋友，第22课到这里就全部结束了。在第23课中，我们将开始学习一段新的对话，题目是商务聚餐，欢迎您按时收听。另外也欢迎您课后登录澳洲广播电台及维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心 AIMS 的网站，那里有更多网上英语教学课程供您选学。我们的网址分别是 radioaustralia.net.au 和 ames.net.au。 各位听众朋友，谢谢您的收听，我们下次节目时间再会。